The trafficking of people here is on the rise. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission's third report on the issue shows that in the 2 years to 2023, 139 people were trafficked here. Those are only the ones who are known about. The Commission is the state's national rapporteur on human trafficking, and we're joined in studio this morning by Commissioner Nolene Blackwell. You're very welcome indeed.
Good morning.
The real numbers, would they be significantly higher?
Well, it is one of the most hidden forms of exploitation that you can possibly think of. Moving people around for exploitation is not something that you're going to get people to say, I want to bring in 10 people to do forced labour or for sexual exploitation. So we reckon that if you get 139, there's at least another 40% that haven't been caught at all. And it's a Europe-wide problem. People are moved all over Europe. People are moved to Ireland. It's a destination country, as they call it. And they're also moved on from it along
the way. Give
us
a sense of who is being trafficked and from where.
Yeah. So people are being trafficked. Actually, you can be trafficked even within the state of Ireland. But the trafficking, what are the main reasons for it? The main reason is sexual exploitation. And of those who have been identified, 55%, so over half of them, were people who were trafficked into Ireland for sexual exploitation, and of those, 96% are women and girls. So that's nearly all women and girls in that category.
From
over
where,
half.
Nolene?
Well, they're brought in from other parts of the European Union, brought in from outside the European Union, other parts of Europe, brought in from Africa and from Asia. So typically, a lot of those coming in for sexual exploitation would be coming in from Eastern Europe or other parts of the European Union and from Africa. In terms of forced labour, a lot of those who are coming in, because that's the second biggest area, forced labour, about 4 in 10 were brought in for forced labour, and they're typically coming in from Asia and Africa as well.
And forced labour in what particular sectors?
Yeah, so actually, you probably come across them, because the truth is this is happening all over the country. So for forced labour, it can go for where it's men, it's in the construction industry, it's in agriculture, it's in hospitality. For women, it's in hospitality. It could be nail bars, you know, people getting their nails done. So again, it's quite a wide range of areas where people can be somewhat hidden and not that visible. So there's, hospitality, for instance.
But that's a visible industry, and nail bars is visible, construction, car washes, all that kind of thing. So the public, do they have a role here? If they suspect something, what can we do?
Yeah, I think the thing that strikes me about this is 10 years ago, absolutely nobody was talking about this. Now, all over Europe, people are talking about it. And there is a way in which all of us can be vigilant. The vigilance of the Gardaí and the Department of Justice have brought these 139 to attention. But it is also, for instance, MECPATS, which operates out of Cork, it's a non-governmental organisation, does an awful lot of work with the hospitality industry, so that people who work there, if they see a colleague or if they see someone in a room for a long time, a girl in a room for some time, they are being trained in how to maybe identify that there's a problem there in trafficking. So we can all see, and we can see it in places like if we are getting our nails done, or in construction if you see a colleague who is clearly under pressure from somebody else. But it's not that the general public have their role, but the state also has a bigger role to play.
And what are the conditions for the people who are trafficked? We have an idea of sexual exploitation. It probably doesn't come close to the reality.
Yeah.
But in labour, forced labour situations, what are their conditions?
Yeah, so the conditions are typically, when it's exploitation, it kind of takes its natural meaning in some ways. Somebody is not being treated properly. They are not registered. They're not getting their holidays. They're not getting their pay. Their accommodation is typically very, very poor. They can't complain to anybody. They are threatened. Their families at home may be threatened. So the way in which they are treated is akin to some form of modern slavery. And this is so true of all forms of exploitation. And one of the newer forms that has come up this year for the first time in our report is trafficking for criminal purposes. So people literally brought in to commit crimes.
And you're also seeing for the first time trafficking to exploit commercial surrogacy.
Yeah, so this is a new category that is being explored now by the Commission, because the Commission, as the independent rapporteur, is asked to look at the evidence, see how the state is doing and see what the trends are. So, as I say, this year for criminal activities, the trend is that there are 7 out of the 100 and out of the 45 that were identified this year were for criminal activities. But the exploitation for commercial surrogacy is an emerging category now that we have to be careful of. And it is, the EU has specifically named that this year as an emerging form of exploitation, where women are brought into the European Union for the purpose of acting as surrogate mothers to children. And so what the report is saying is that where that happens, we have to make sure, while the state can't actually go and inspect places outside the state, mm-hmm. where the state is approving a surrogacy in Ireland, it will have to ensure that a mother and a child in those circumstances is getting the kind of protections they would if they were a surrogate mother in Ireland.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much indeed. It's a comprehensive report. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about
it this
morning. Nuala Blackwell, a member of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. It's 7:25.